阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们对更美的人生，从神的话语面来得到教导。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is for our second session of the main theme, a more beautiful life.
我们刚谈到，在日光之下呢，没有一样是新的。
As we discussed just now, under the sun, there's nothing new.
因为没有新的，所以呢，我们人生就没有办法能够更加的美好。
Because it's nothing new, it's almost impossible for us to have a better life.
但是从日光之上来的神的恩典呢，却能够每天都是新的。
However, the grace of God, which is from the above, will renew every day.
我们常常会说，信仰跟人生脱了节了。
A lot of times you often saying that our life is separated so far away from our faith.
我们常常希望我们的讲道跟我们的生活有密切的关系。
We often hope that our preaching, the sermons we listen to, can be related to our life.
我总觉得这条路线说不定可以讨论。
And however, I think there's still a space for discussion.
因为人生是在日光之下。
Because our life is under the sun.
我们如果要将我们的信仰拉到日光之下的话，
If we have to bring our life to under the sun,
那这样我们的信仰呢，也会成为虚空了。
If our faith is under the sun, then our faith will go in vain.
因为成为说信仰只是为了解决我们今生的事情而已。
Because if our faith is under the sun, it means that our faith is only to solve the problem of this life.
其实不见得是要同样水平的人才能够带动我们。
However, we don't have to be motivated by the same people of our standard.
不是说你们两个都是要学音乐的才能够教你音乐。
It does not mean that only a musician can teach another person music.
其实学别的东西，说不定也能够教你，甚至教得更好。
Learning, people of learn other discipline may even teach you music as well.
所以我们应该让信仰一直保持在日光之上。
So therefore, we need to maintain our faith above the sun.
用日光之上的事物来吸引我们今生的的生活。
So that things that happen under the sun and can attract us.
我们可能觉得说天国地狱离我们太过遥远，不需要谈谈。
Sometimes we think that heaven and hell are so far away that we don't need to worry for now.
认为说死人复活的事情今天应该是没有什么大的作用。
And then we often have the disbelief heart of a resurrection.
问题是如果没有这样the盼望，
However, if without the hope,
那我们的信仰到底要谈什么？
Then what are we believing in?
所以保罗说的非常的清楚。
So therefore, Paul stated clearly.
如果基督没有复活的话，
If Christ has not yet resurrected,
那我们就吃吃喝喝吧。
Then we just have to eat and drink.
因为我们今天的人生已经是没有盼望了。
Because our life is hopeless.
所以我们不要将我们的信仰放在日光之下来配合我们日光之下的生活。
So therefore, do not leave our faith under the sun, so that we live under the sun.
如果这样的信仰，它绝对没有办法让我们的人生更加的美好。
Because in this case, our faith will not make our life a beautiful life.
在那么痛苦当中，耶利米他明白一件事情。
Under such a great affliction, Jeremiah understood one thing.
如果我们以今天来说，
For instance today,
你怎么去安慰耶利米？
How will you comfort Jeremiah?
你怎么用你人生，用这个配合人生的信仰、生活的信仰来安慰耶利米？
How are we going to use what we believe, our faith, to comfort Jeremiah?
你告诉他说，哎，没有关系的，圣殿被毁可以再重建的。
You can tell him, it's okay because the temple will be rebuilt.
哎，没有关系的，这一切呢都是神安排的。
You'll say, okay, don't worry, because all under God's will.
哎，没有关系，你就接受这一切吧。
All you have to do is just accept all things.
好像能够安慰他。
It seems that you can comfort him.
但是你若没有给他一个更深的盼望。
However, if you don't give him a better hope.
而且是每天能够触摸到一个更深的东西。
And the hope that he can experience every day.
他怎么能够得到安慰？
How can he be comforted?
所以神亲自的安慰了他。
So therefore, God comforted him himself.
我的恩典每天都是新的。
My grace is new every day.
那从天上来的恩典每天都是新的。
And a grace from the heaven is new every day.
你今天受苦是神美好的，是一个美好的安排。
And today your suffering is a wonderful preparation.
我不是说犯罪是神一个美好的安排。
And here, remember, I did not say sin is the preparation by God.
而是义人常常会受苦。
However, is to say that righteous person often suffers.
你受苦不是因为你犯罪。
You suffer not because you sin against God.
而是因为整个环境让你受苦。
It's because the environment around you allow you to suffer.
所以使徒这么谈到古时候的人。
So therefore, the apostle mentioned the saints from the ancient time.
像挪亚。
For instance, Noah.
像罗德。
Just like Lot.
当他们看到当时的人罪恶很深的时候。
When they see the sin of this world was so great.
我们看彼得后书的第二章。
Let's turn to the Second Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter chapter 2.
第二章的第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
这里说神只搭救了那常为恶人阴行忧伤的义人罗德。
And deliver righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of this wicked.
第八节。
Eight.
因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事情，他的义心就天天的伤痛。
For the righteous man dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds.
我们很少认识这样的罗德。
From our understanding, from our memory, we don't know this lot.
我们总认为说罗德是一个贪爱索多玛俄摩拉的人。
We often emphasize the point that Lot was trapped by Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是使徒却有另外一种看法。
However, our apostle Peter had a different view.
是罗德从来没有贪爱过索多玛跟俄摩拉。
He never enjoyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
当他选择那块地，他应该不知道那里是那么的罪恶。
When he chose the land, he knew that there was a sinful land.
或是没有那么深刻的感受。
Perhaps he didn't have enough feeling for it.
但是等他进去之后呢
？But when he entered the Sodom and Gomorrah,
他不敢相信人的罪能够这么的重。
He could not believe the man's sin could be so such an extent.
所以他内心里面天天的伤痛。
So every day, he oppressed.
所以这个受苦不是因为他犯罪。
So here he suffered from oppression is not because from his own sin.
所以圣经里面所说那受苦是美好的。
So therefore the Bible says suffering is great.
并不是说。
And not to
我们来看回来耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Let's turn back to Lamentation chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌的第三章的二十七节。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 27.
所以说人在幼年扶恶这原是好的。
And it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
这里不是去负那罪的恶。
And here remember the yoke is not the yoke from the sin.
而是你为那神国的事不能来到而感到忧伤的这种恶。
It's the yoke that we're awaiting for God's kingdom.
就像耶利米先知一样。
Just like the prophet Jeremiah.
当他独坐无言，因为这是神加在他身上的。
Because he keeps silent because this is what God has given him.
当他口贴尘埃或者有指望，他当知道人打他的脸颊要满受凌辱。第二十九节。
Sorry, verse 29. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be behold.
三十一节。
31.
主必不永远丢弃人。
For the Lord will not cast off forever.
主虽使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯。
Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies.
因为他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。
For he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men.
所以在第四十节
，from verse 40,
我们当深深考察自己的行为，再归向神。
Let us search out, then examine our ways, and turn back to the Lord.
所以这里告诉我们
，here the Bible tells us.
我们受苦不应该是因为我们犯罪而受苦。
We suffer, we should not suffer because we sin against God.
当你犯罪受苦，你不能说这是神美好的安排。
Because when you suffer because of your sin, you cannot say this is a wonderful will of God.
但是并不是说因为你不犯罪你就不会受苦。
But again, it does not mean if you are righteous, then you won't suffer.
我们来请看彼得的后书。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书
Second Peter
我们看前书对不起前书的第二章
Sorry, First Peter chapter 2
二十节
Chapter 2, verse 20.
19节开始念,
from verse 19.
倘若人为教良心, 对得住神, 就忍受冤屈的苦楚, 这是可喜爱的。
For this is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief suffering wrongfully.
你们若因犯罪受责打, 怎么能忍耐, 有什么可夸的呢?
For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently?
你们若因行善受苦能忍耐, 这在神看是可喜爱的。
But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
你们蒙召原是为这样, 因为基督也为你们受过苦, 给你们留下榜样, 叫你们跟随他的脚中而行。
For to this you were called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
所以这里彼得将受苦分得非常的清楚。
And here Peter was able to separate suffering from sinning.
当你行恶受苦, 你不能说这里面有什么样的旨意。
When you suffer for the sins that you committed, you cannot say this is a wonderful will of God.
因为这犯罪受苦是让神相当的伤心。
Because for what you have sinned against God made God sorrowful.
这在以西结书里面讲得非常的清楚。
So therefore in the book of Ezekiel stated clearly.
我们来请看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书的第六章。
Ezekiel chapter 6.
第六章的第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 6 verse 9.
那脱离刀剑的人必在所掳到的各国中纪念我为他们的心中是何等的伤迫，是因为他们隐形远离我，掩对偶像行淫，他们行一切可憎的事情，厌必厌恶自己。Verse
9. Then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive, because I was crushed by their adulterous hearts which had departed from me, and by their eyes which play the harlots. After their idols.
这里谈到神这么跟以色列百姓怎么说。
Here God said to his people.
所以以色列百姓有一天他们会明白。
So one day that they will remember.
他们的犯罪让我是多么的伤心。
And how sorrowful God was because of the Israel people sin against him.
所以我们若犯罪被神责打。
So if today when we sin against God and God punishes us,
这是神的爱没有错,
and that, yes, you can say this is God's
因为他爱我们, 所以他责打我们,
because he loves you, that's why he punished you.
但是你不能说这是神美好的旨意。
However, you cannot say this is God's will.
就像父母亲打孩子一样,
just like when the parents punish the children.
父母亲是不得不打孩子。
The parents have to beat the children.
你不是说不能说是父母亲希望孩子学坏然后他来打他。
You cannot say that because the parents want the children to learn, so therefore the parents beat the children.
孩子学坏让父母亲相当的伤心。
After turning bad, the parents were very sad.
但是如果孩子因为做好事而受苦,
and however, if the children, because of their good deeds, were suffering,
父母亲内心里面当然是有点舍不得啦。
Of course, the parents' heart will feel sorrow for the children.
但是他会感觉到非常的安慰。
However, I'm sure the parents will be comforted greatly.
比如说,
for instance,
你班上的同学都在吸毒,
a lot of your classmates are taking drugs.
那你的朋友呢, 因为你不吸毒, 不跟你来往了。
And your friend, because you've refused to take drugs, refused to be with your friend.
当你父母亲看到你被孤立了,
now, when your parents saw that you are isolated from the peer,
你本来的朋友都离开你了,
and then all the friends that you had left you,
因为你不跟他们一起吸毒,
because you refused to take drugs.
没有错,父母亲心里面会有点难过。
Yes, of course, the parents will be feel sorry for you.
因为看到你没有朋友也是相当的辛苦的。
Because it's very hard for you to be without friends.
但他们内心相当的安慰。
However, inside their heart, they were deeply comforted.
因为这种受苦在神来看是可喜悦的事情。
Because this kind of suffering were wonderful in God's eye.
所以当我们在受苦当中,
So when during our time of suffering,
我们要想说这是因为我行恶不敬虔而来的受苦, 还是因为敬虔而来的受苦。
We need to examine ourselves. We suffer because we did not fear God, or it's because of the righteous sake.
人生是苦的没有错。
We need to understand that our life is suffering.
但是我们必须要用那不苦的将来的盼望, 让我们人生在今生就不再痛苦。
However, we need to have the hope to transform the hope for the eternity that we will not be worried today.
这我们怎么能够做得到呢?
How can we do that?
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
这是我们昨天晚上已经看过的一个圣经节。
And this is a Bible verse we read yesterday.
约翰福音的第十六章。
John chapter 16.
三十三节
Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 33
这里说我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难但是你们可以放心我已经胜了世界了
These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace in the world you will have tribulation but be of good cheer I have overcome the world
苦难仍旧存在
Because the tribulation still exists.
但是这个苦难在神来看是可喜悦的。
However, this kind of suffering is pleasing God.
所以你能够满得平安。
So therefore, you will receive peace.
这都是先知使徒的经验啊。
And this is the experience from the apostles.
你看他们的生活相当的苦难。
If you look at their life, they were suffering greatly.
在神来看这是相当的喜悦。
But in God's eyes, it was a pleasing sight.
因为他们献上美好馨香的祭了。
Because they have offered themselves a wonderful living sacrifice.
同时他们的内心也得到很大的平安。
And also in their hearts, they receive great peace.
所以我们必须将我们的信仰一直保持在日光之上。
So therefore, we need to maintain our faith to above the sun.
因为只有日光之上的信仰能够让我们今生日光之下的生活得到更美好。
Because only the face above the sun will transform our life under the sun to be a better life.
我们不要试图将我们的信仰成为要解决今生生活的问题的一个动作而已。
Do not leave our faith only to solve the problems facing today's world.
所以如果我们希望我们的生命更美。
So therefore, if you hope for a more beautiful life,
我们的眼睛一定要仰望日光之上的东西。
Your eyes should be set above the sun.
用日光之上的恩典来改变我们今生的眼光。
So the grace from above the sun will solve the problem under the sun.
其实我们常常忘记说，美好的人生来自相当简单的事情。
Sometimes we think that a more beautiful life can just come from a very simple
thing. 你怎么会感觉到你的人生更美呢
？How do we make our life more beautiful?
所罗门王他曾经想要用各种方式来找到答案。
Solomon, he tried use many methods to find the answer.
我们来请看《传道书》第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2.
传道书第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我心里说：“来吧，我要以喜乐试试你，你好享福。谁知道这是虚空
？”I say in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth.Therefore enjoy pleasure, but surely this was also vanity.
第三节，我心里察觉如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心却仍以智慧引导我。
I search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom.
第四节，
4.
我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园，修造园域，在其中栽种各样果树。
I made my work great, works great. I built myself houses and planted myself vineyard. I made myself gardens and orchards.
第七节
7.
我买了许多的仆人。
I acquired male and female servants.
第八节
8.
我为自己积蓄许多金银。
I also gathered for myself silver and gold.
第九节
9.
这样我日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。
So I became great and excelled more than all who were before me in Jerusalem.
第十节
10.
凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的。
Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them.
凡我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。
I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.
因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐了。
For my heart rejoiced in all my labor.
第十一节
11.
后来我看这些，我谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风。
And then I look on all the works and that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping of for the wind.
基本上第十节应该说人生相当的美丽了。
From verse 10, The conclusion should be what a wonderful life.
他已经达到人生人能够做到的高峰了。
And he has reached the maximum limit from a human being.
凡他所要的，他没有不留给自己。
Whatever my eyes desire, my heart wishes.
他心所乐的，没有禁止不享受的。
And whatever he did not withhold his heart from any pleasure.
就是我们今天所说的心想事成了，你要什么就有什么。
Just like the wish has been granted to you by you.
我们可能很羡慕这样的人生。
Perhaps we also wish for this kind of life.
你会想象说，那这个人人生一定会很美。
Perhaps you will think this kind of life is such a beautiful life.
但是所罗门怎么说呢
？However, what did he say?
他是真的得到了。
Yes, he had all of this.
那怎么说呢
？But then what did he say?
我看这些都是虚空，都是捕风。
And I look on all the works, and then all this was in vain.
最近有个新闻告诉我们。
There was a news recently.
你们可能都知道那个 Microsoft 那个老板哈。
We all know the boss in Microsoft.
应该叫 Bill 是不是
？Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. 他最近捐了多少钱？你们知道吗
？Do you know how much he offered to the charity?
250几亿美金。
$2,500 billion.
好像是$25 million.
$250 billion
是不是
？Billion.
我那时候想说，他若一亿给我们真耶稣教会就好了。
I was thinking perhaps he can just offer $1 billion to Jesus Church.
我还在跟陈执事讲。
So I was discussing with Deacon Chang.
哎呀，如果给我们几千万就好了。
Not even $1 billion. Just give us a few million or a few hundred million.
这是相当的不简单。
This is not easy.
他一生所赚的钱。
All he made in his life.
他没有留给他孩子。
He never left anything for his children.
他自己说的。
That's what he said.
他全部留给慈善事业。
All his money was for the charity.
这是一个美好的举动。
And this is a wonderful, a great deed.
但是同时我们要思想。
But at the same time, we need to meditate.
这个人曾经是世界上最有钱的人。
This person was once the richest man in the world.
他要什么有什么。
So、whatever he wants, whatever he
wants. 人能够所要的，他不可能不拿到。
Whatever he wishes, and nobody can stop him from getting.
但是你会发现，他内心里面他没有很大的满足。
However, you can see he was not satisfied.
所以他要一个动作，让他能够。将个事业做一个最美好的据点。
So he decided to make a perfect stop in his business.
就是将这一切给别人。
Which is by giving this all the money he made to the others.
这已经很接近敬畏神了。
And this is very close to fear God.
我不晓得他这个动作能不能给他相当的满足，而不再虚空。
I do not know what he did will fulfill the empty space in his heart.
但是如果按照所罗门的经验。
However, from the King Solomon's experience,
在我们人生当中
in our hearts,
如果缺少了神的恩典
without God's grace,
如果缺少了神的智慧
without God's wisdom,
如果缺少了能够跟神讲话的这种权利
without the authority of talking, speaking to God,
这个人生总是有个缺憾
and then we will be empty, we will live our life in vain somehow.
我们来请看第十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 12 of book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第十二章。
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你当趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到前，就是你所说我毫无喜乐那些日子未曾临到之前，当纪念造你的主。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near.When you say, I have no pleasure in them.
所以这里保罗劝勉我们这些事业上刚要起步的年轻人。
So here, Solomon reminded the youth that's just about to start their life.
你们正像所罗门一样。
You are just like King Solomon.
你们不是要追求什么物质的东西。
You are not here to pursue the material life.
我相信你们是要追求让你们人生更美。
I know that you are here to pursue a more beautiful,
让你们的生命更光彩
a more wonderful life, bright life.
那这个走过这条路的人，他怎么告诉我们呢
？And so, what does King Solomon say?
你当趁着年幼，日子未衰败的时候。
Before you have no pleasure in any of the things.
要能够纪念造你的主。
You need to remember your Creator.
第十三节。
13.
这些事都已经听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's will.
这是让他认为说人生能够真正有意义的一个动作。
And this is the meaningful act of as a human being.
也在这里他找到那最完美的人生了。
And this is the most perfect life.
你可能说没有关系，我再等一等嘛。
Maybe in your heart you say, let's wait for a while.
反正要敬拜神，不只是今天而已啊。
It's not only that you don't have to stop today.
不是吗？我们常这么想。
That's what we often think.
还有明天。
There's still another tomorrow.
哎，这个还有明天，我们有很大的志向哦。
And then for tomorrow we had a great determination.
等我书读更多的时候
，The more I study,
我就能够为神做更多。
I will do more for God.
当我钱赚更多的时候
，When I make more money,
我就能够为教会做更多。
I will be able to offer more.
所以你不要说我不敬爱神。
So don't say I don't love God.
我有一个远大的抱负。
I have a great determination.
我就是为了要敬拜神才拼命这么的工作。
And because of the fear of God for the future, I am working hard.
但是所罗门还没这么想。
However, Solomon didn't think this way.
他说当趁着你年幼的时候。
He said, remember you created in the days of your youth.
不要等到日头下山第二节。
Verse 2, do not wait until the sun, when the sun and moonlight fades.
都变成黑暗了。
And when they become darkened.
这是什么呢？
What does that mean?
你看我就知道了。
If you look at me, you will see it's a perfect example.
我现在要读圣经了。
When now I'm reading the Bible,
不像你们一下就能够看好几行。
It's not like you that you can read many lines.
我现在要看一个字，他怎么看才能看那个字？
And for me, in order to read the Bible, I have to put the Bible very close to my eyes.
我的日头、月亮都已经暗淡了。
The sun and my moonlight are darkened.
你能够服侍什么？
What can I do?
你想看那个时候谁还要你吗？
Do you think then will God still want you?
你还有，你实在是有心呐。
Yes, you have the heart.
就像当兵一样。
Just like in the army.
当兵要的都是18到25岁的。
In the army, what they want is between age 18 to 25.
你要报效国家，国家都是要你年轻时候来报效。
When you want to serve your country, the country only wants the youth to serve in.
像我现在这个时候去说我要当兵，谁要
？At my age, I volunteer to become an army. Will they accept me?
我说我有很多的心，我有很多的经验了。
But you can tell them I have my heart and I have a lot of experience.
他们还说如果我们的军队都像你这样的话，早就垮掉了。
And then they will say to me, but then unfortunately, if we have army like your age, then we will lose.
没有做年轻人没有经验。
Yes, the youth they don't have the experience.
但他能够在服事当中更加的美好。
However, from their service, their life can become more beautiful.
所以当我们要抓住我们的生命。
So therefore, when we hold our life,
第一个你要抓住的是什么？
What we need to get hold of
就是抓住神的恩典。
To hold on onto God.
抓住神今天让你还有力气服事他的时候。
So that when you still have the strength to serve,
将你那最美好的时期献给神。
To offer yourself a most wonderful time.
不是叫你们全身当传道。
It's not all of you should become a preacher.
而是要叫你们将神的恩典跟神的神国事业放在你们每天的祷告当中。
Is to put God's grace and God'sbusiness in your everyday prayer.
而且在你们的行动上。
And also in your action.
所以我很希望我们南非这边的弟兄姐妹们。
So I hope all the brethren in South Africa.
我们昨天已经讲过了。
As we say yesterday.
最大的安全、最大的平安来自哪里？
The most peaceful place is where?
不是将房门全部关起来。
It's not to lock ourselves inside the room.
因为这你还不能保证神会保护你。
Because this you cannot guarantee God will protect you.
但是如果你为了神的福音往前走。
However, for God's gospel's sake, you move.
虽然你是走到外面去的。
It seems that you move forward, you move outside the building.
但是那传福音报喜信的人，他的脚中是何等的佳美。
However, how beautiful is the footstep of those who preach the gospel of God?
当你成为神的仆人
，When you become the servant of God,
神必然会保护你。
God will protect you.
所以好像是环境更加的恶劣。
It seems that the environment around you become worse.
好像环境更加的危险。
It seems that it more become more dangerous.
其实神更加的保守你。
However, God protects you even more.
因为你头发他每个人都数过来。
Because He counts every single one of you.
他要保护你，像他保护。那个眼睛的瞳孔一样。
He will protect you just like he protected eyes of people.
所以我们这种观念要能够重新的来思考一次。
So therefore, we need to reconsider our concept of.
当你重新思考，
when you re-meditate,
你的人生呢会更加的美丽。
And your life will be more beautiful.
我们来看马太福音的第十三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
马太福音的第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
我们刚刚说到，其实更美的东西来自很简单的东西。
As we mentioned just now, the more beautiful thing come from a better thing.
所罗门王到处追求。
Solomon he pursued everything.
但他找不到。
But he could not find.
其实是很简单的。
But yet it's very simple.
有一个很简单的东西能够让你马上人生更好。
There's a very simple thing to transform your life immediately.
我们来请看马太福音的第十三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13.
这里耶稣讲了比喻。
Here Jesus said a parable.
但是旁边人都听不懂。
But however, the people around him couldn't understand.
那门徒就来问他了。
So then his disciple asked him.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘叫你们知道，不叫你们不知道，不叫他们知道。”
Because it has been given to you to know that the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
第十三节。
13.
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不明白。
Therefore, I speak to them in parables because seeing them, they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
第十六节
是 16.
但你们的眼睛是有福的。
But blessed are your eyes.
因为你们看见了，你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
For they see, and your ears, for they hear.
第十七节
17.
我实在告诉你们。从前有许多先知和异人，想要看你们所看的，却没有看见；想要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
For shortly I say to you, that many a prophet and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
所以，其实人生很美好的一个很简单的东西，能够听见、明白神的话。
So the most wonderful thing in the life is to hear God's word.
我们来讲一个很简单的事情。
Let's give a simple example.
比如说今天学校考试考一个数学。
For instance, today there's a math exam.
大家都做出来，你做不出来。
And everyone could answer one question, but he couldn't.
但是你一直认为说你可以做得出来。
But you believe in yourself, you know that you could do it.
我想考完试那一天，你绝对是相当的不高兴。
I'm sure after the exam, you will be so depressed.
你一直在想说，我怎么可能解不出来？
Because in your heart, you will be thinking, how can I not solve this?
你想解答它又解不出来。
But then you try your best, but you couldn't.
它可能会让你睡不着。
And this may be in your mind.
可能让你吃不下。
Maybe you don't have the appetite.
你让你做什么事情都没有心情。
That you don't have any mood for anything.
你一直想要知道说，这东西我怎么可能不知道？
And in your heart, you keep on thinking, how can I not do it?
但是等到隔了三天你解出来了。
But after 3 days, you know the answer.
你会觉得你的人生真是美丽啊，不是吗？
And you feel that, oh, your life is so wonderful.
解出来了。
And you'll be so happy because you solved the question.
啊，突然之间你感觉说，哇，怎么这么美好？
And all of a sudden, you feel how wonderful your life is.
才解决一个数学问题而已。
And it's just a one simple math question.
你就这么的欢喜。
That you'll be so happy.
如果你能够解决你人生的问题。
However, if you can solve the problem of your life.
那这种欢喜不晓得多大。
And how great is the happiness?
这个答案只能来自于神。
And this answer can only come from
God. 但是却不是每个人都能够明白。
But yet not many people can understand.
所以如果我们要让我们的生命更加的美丽。
So in order to have a more beautiful life.
就像做数学题一样。
Just like doing a math question.
去明白神的话。
To remember God's word.
因为神的话能够让你有很大的智慧。
Because God's word will give you a great wisdom.
我们来看诗篇的119篇。
Turn to the book of a Psalm, chapter 9.
诗篇的119篇。
Sorry, Psalm 119.
119篇，我们来请看第98节。
Psalm 119 verse 98
97
So you start from verse 97
我何等爱慕你的律法终日不住的思想
Oh how I love your law It is my meditation all the day
你的命令常存在我心里使我比仇敌有智慧
98 You through your commandment make me wiser than my enemies For they are ever with me
我比我的师父更通达因为我思想你的法度
99 I have more understanding than all my teachers For your testimonies my meditation.
我比老年人更明白，因为我守了你的训诲。
100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts.
105.
105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
第130节。
113.
你的言语一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
130:130, the entrance of your word gives light.
我张口而气喘，因我切慕你的命令。
And give understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and repented, for I long for your commandments.
所以你看，这诗人将神的话的描写。
And this is a description of the poet.
当你明白了神的话。
When you understand the word of God,
你会有感觉。
You will have the feeling.
你好像从日光之下走到日光之上了。
That you seems that you have moved yourself from under the sun to above the sun.
人是在七层楼看这个世界，觉得说啊，相当的美丽。
When you stand on the top of the floor, you see things around you. You see how beautiful they are.
别人是这么做。
And that's how other people do it.
但是因为你明白了神的话。
However, because you understand the word of God.
你来到更高之处。
You have moved yourself further.
你看得更远。
You have seen further.
就像一只麻雀跟一只老鹰一样。
Just like a difference between a sparrow and an eagle.
麻雀认为说他已经很高兴了，叽呱呱一直叫。
The sparrow saw that they are so wonderful because they could fly and they chirp a lot.
他说看到每只小虫都是大虫，觉得很好吃。
And they look at the worm and they think how wonderful the meal is.
但是如果有一天当你像老鹰飞起来的时候
，However, one day when you become an eagle,
这些东西已经不再计较了。
You won't even care about the small worm.
你所那种享受的福气，那是。是想要所不能明白的。
And the blessing that you are enjoying will be greater and unbelievable.
所以耶稣告诉门徒
，So therefore, Lord Jesus said to
his disciples, 你们是有福的吧
？You are blessed.
为什么呢
？Why?
只因为你们听见别人，你们明白了别人所不能明白的东西。
It's just only because you have understood what others could not.
你们看见了别人所看不到的东西。
You have seen what others couldn't.
而这些东西都是神奇妙的作为。
And these things are the wonderful creation of God.
所以让你突然之间呢比别人有智慧了。
And all of a sudden you are wiser than others.
那突然之间超越了一切。
All of a sudden you transcend others.
你会觉得说你整个生命有个彻底的改变。
You know there's a transformation in your life.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
当他听见那圣者的声音。
When you hear the sense,
当他看见神的作为
，When he saw the God's work,
他回想他的过去啊
，And when he thought back,
他本来以为说他过去的生活已经相当的满足了
，In the past, he thought his life was satisfied.
但是等到他认识耶稣之后
，Yet after he believed in God,
当他走到日光之上的时候
，After he believed in Lord Jesus and above the light,
他说这一切都是粪土了。
And he realized all others are rubbish.
好像什么都不是一样。
Because it's nothing.
我们来请看约翰福音的第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音的第五章。
Gospel of John chapter 5.
第五章第二十五节。
Chapter 5 verse 25.
我实实在在告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。
Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is.
使人要听见神儿子声音，听见的人就要活过来了。
And when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
这是一个彻底生命的改变。
And this is a total transformation of life.
而且从死亡的生命变成活泼的生命。
From the life of dead to the life of to the living life.
从黑暗当中变成光明。
From darkness into light.
这是一个很大的美丽啊。
And this is a great transformation.
是为了什么呢
？For what?
听见了神的声音。
Only because you hear the word of God.
明白了神的话语。
Understand the word of God.
彻底的改变。
And there's a total transformation.
所以我也希望我们生命能够彻底的改变。
So I hope all of you here can have transformation.
你们到处追求都是对的。
Yes, what you pursue in the world.
包括你们打电动玩具、打电脑，这都是对的。
Even when you play games, when you play computers, they're all right.
因为你们想要让今天更美丽，不是吗
？Because you want to make a beautiful life.
因为你想要让你的生活能够更加的有趣、更加的刺激。
Because you want to make your life more excited.
但是一天又一天过去了。
However, day past day.
一个游戏又一个游戏过去了。
Game after game.
你只能继续而已。
You can only carry on.
你永远没有那种非常的满足了。
You won't be satisfied.
因为你永远不能满足
because you will not be satisfied.
但是当神的话进到你内心
However, when God's word enter your heart,
他不但能够让你超越这些
He not only allow you to transcend all these,
甚至能够让你在玩这些东西的时候感觉到蛮好玩的
And even when you play games, you may enjoy it.
因为你是用另外一种眼光来看这些游戏
Because you are seeing the games in a different view.
你不再被它捆绑
Because you are not bound by the game.
而是当作这种人生里面的一种插曲。
And perhaps it's just part of your experience of life.
或是人生里面的这种音乐而已。
Or perhaps it's just the music in your life.
所以求神呢，让我们能够抓住他的恩典。
So therefore, we pray to God that we can get hold of His praise.
他每天都是新的。
Because He is new every day.
能够听见他的话语。
To hear, listen to His word.
能够明白他的话。
To understand His word.
因为他是无限量的。
Because He is unlimited.
他能够让我们非常的有智慧。
He will give us great wisdom.
他能够让我们的生命丰丰富富。
And He will give us abundance of life.
那求神呢祝福你们。
May God bless you.
尤其在你们这年轻的生命当中
，especially in the life of people.
希望你们能够像所罗门的劝勉一样
，and hope that you can be like Solomon.
趁着这时候抓住他。
When you're young, get hold of.
不要害怕他会妨碍你今天所要追求的东西。
Do not fear that your faith will become an obstacle in your life.
信仰不会妨碍你的学业的。
Remember, faith will not become obstacle in your academics.
你看 James 就知道了。
It won't affect your academics.
你看 James 就知道了。
And if you look at James,
信仰不会妨碍他的学业。
Your faith will not affect your academics.
他为教会付出很多，你们都知道。
A lot of brothers and work a lot for the church.
信仰也不会耽误你的工作。
And your faith will not affect your work.
你看 Michael 叔叔就知道了。
Can you look at our brother Chang?
他那么那么样的服侍神。
And then look at how he served God.
有没有被公司 fire 掉
？And is he ever fired by the company?
这也是不会的。
That's not possible.
信仰也不会耽误你的事业。
Your faith will not affect your business.
你看你叔叔也就知道了。
Let's look at
你叔叔。
Brother Lee.
他也是工作做很多。
And you look at him, he works greatly.
但是他默默的也为教会做很多工作。
However, he also works silently for the church.
不要害怕信仰会夺去你任何东西。
Do not fear that the faith will become an obstacle.
信仰是一种力量。
The faith is a strength.
它会给你力量。
And it will give you the strength.
它不但会给你力量。
Not only giving you the strength.
它会给你歌唱。
It will give you the song.
所以当时作诗的人哦
，So at that time the poets
他们写的相当的好。
What they wrote was
我们来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to the book of
出埃及记的第十五章
，Book of Exodus chapter 14。
出埃及记第十五章的第二节
，Chapter 15 verse 2。
这里说
，Yeah, the Bible says。
出埃及记第十五章第二节。
The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse
神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，是我的拯救。
And the Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation.
这是我的神。
And here He is my God.
我要赞美他。
And I will praise Him.
是我父亲的神。
My father's God.
我要尊崇他。
And I will exalt Him.
神是战士，他的名是耶和华。
Verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name.
你看他们写的多么的深刻。
And that's how deep they could write.
什么叫做信仰
？What is faith?
他不夺去你一分一毛。
It will not take you a single cent.
他也不耽误你一秒钟。
It will not stop you for a moment.
他反而要加多给你。
However, it will be added to you.
因为你从日光之下到了日光之上了。
Because you have transformed from under the sun to above.
你不再被这时间所限制了。
You are not stopped by the time.
不再被这空间所限制了。
You are not limited by the
space. 你来到一个完全没有限量的地方。
You have reached the level without a limit.
所以他说，他神是我的力量。
So here the Bible says the Lord is my strength.
是我的诗歌
and my song.
每天你会唱诗赞美他
Every day you sing song to praise Him.
他是你的拯救
and my salvation.
没有任何环境能够打倒你
and no environment shall defeat.
这样的神
and this kind of God.
我怎么有可能不抓住他
How dare me for me not to grab hold of Him?
但愿你们这年轻人的生命
I hope in your life
能够因为抓住神而显得亮丽。
So that you can shine because of you get hold of God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
153首。
153.